5 million people call Wisconsin home. We share our state with close to 1.5 million cars.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Transportation officials warning of delays after the collapse of an elevated section of Interstate 95 in Northeast Philadelphia on Sunday. It happened after a truck carrying flammable materials caught fire under the highway.
A tanker fire literally cooked the bridge underneath. This is I-95, a major thoroughfare, pulling down a massive concrete slab and now creating literal travel chaos for those in the Northeast. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, this is a main artery here on the East Coast that many depend on each day.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Preparations underway in Miami for the arraignment of former President Trump in federal court on Tuesday. Trump is expected to be arrested, booked, and then arraigned. The Secret Service, U.S. Marshals, and court security all preparing for possible protests. Ukraine's military on Sunday says it recaptured a southeastern village previously held by Russian forces. As Ukraine's counteroffensive continues, Russian forces, meanwhile, claim they've repelled multiple attacks. This is ABC News. A Connecticut city paying a multi-million dollar settlement to a black man whose ride in the back of a police van left him paralyzed.
New Haven, Connecticut agreeing to a $45 million settlement with Randy Cox. The black man left paralyzed in June 2022 when the police van he was riding in braked hard, sending him headfirst into a metal partition while his hands were cuffed behind his back. Mayor Justin Elliker says the city enacted reforms to
make sure that what happened to Randy never, ever happens again.
Such as
just several days ago, two of the officers, after an extensive internal affairs investigation, were fired.
Five officers have entered not guilty pleas to criminal charges stemming from the case. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Australian authorities say a bus carrying wedding guests rolled over on a foggy night, killing 10 people and injuring 25. Authorities have arrested the 58-year-old driver who's expected to face charges. Authorities have not said what a potential cause of the crash may have been. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Todd Allbush Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your turn.
Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Joe, I got a tremendous echo.
No,
it's
we're
gone
good.
Now.
Hey!
Now much, much better. Dominic, not only is it a TGIF edition, not only are you and I in the show together in the 540 AM studios.
It's true.
Dominic, we've been waiting for this for going on like 7 years. Today.
Today.
Nationally, worldwide, Jack Smith Day.
Congratulations.
They have unsealed the indictments. The former president of the United States, and it's been widely reported.
Yeah.
37 indictments.
37?
But we have it on good source. that it is indeed 38.
38
indictments.
MSNBC's been wrong all day. Our source, Maggie Dodd, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, our friend, going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm sure she'll tell you all about it.
She was just saluting us. Apparently, Maggie doesn't like that we've stolen her thunder. But we want to get it out there accurately. If we're known for nothing else, Dom, it's doing math on the radio.
Accuracy, honesty, transparency.
I got to tell you, Dom, I'm having a mission accomplished moment.
It is National Sex Day. Stay over there.
And? It's our birthday month.
I know, man.
A couple of Geminis turning towards our birthday week. Next week is the birthday week.
Next week, yeah.
So enjoy us while you can. Could be a little spotty next week on the coverage.
We'll see what happens. You know, we'll give it our all effort as we always do.
Dominic, you've also made a fine booking. And through amazing forethought, I've pushed him from his normally scheduled Thursday spot or the spot you scheduled him on. I said, well, Trump could get indicted. We better push him to Friday.
You were right. I mean, Trump was indicted.
On Thursday.
Just after the show.
Timing's a bitch.
Yeah, it is, man.
Bob Tatterson. He is a Democrat. He is running. Do you know, we are in an election season right now. Bob is running for Assembly District number 24. The former district held by Dan Knodel.
State Senator. Insurrectionist.
Your
election denier, Dan Knodel's legislative seat now in the assembly up for a special election. I kind of spaced on this one. I didn't know. I came home the other night and my wife Steph is filling out these postcards.
Oh, and happy birthday to Steph. Yeah. Let me say it before you have the opportunity. Yeah. Let me steal your thunder. Yeah.
You can borrow it. Steph's at home filling out these postcards for Grassroots North Shore. What are you doing? Shouldn't you be preparing for National Sex Day? And she said there's a special election. I was like, what? I mean, you think I'd remember these things. We did our part, man. A little community service reached out to Bob. He's going to join us at 4:30.
Bob Tatterson, a Democratic candidate. We'll get to know him a little bit better. And I hear Steffi's turning 38, just like the number of Trump indictments, the actual number, according to the devil's advocates and nobody else.
That's only our sourcing. Us. Yes. Trust us.
I confess, we're not reading the indictment. We have not read the indictment before we join you on the air today.
I have perused it a bit today. I got through a few pages of it.
I did not read the indictment.
No.
Because we know Baggy Don's in the lobby reading the indictment.
Man, I can hear the highlighters zipping across the paper right now.
Something like that. By the way, you can join us today. We'll have a little fun on Friday. You can air the grievances here at 844-967-2789. I will be off on Monday at least.
I will be here. Curtis sticking it to me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Dominic, talked about getting it stuck to. Here is an email. We being Civic Media, I speak on behalf of a corporate entity. I, of course, am separate from that entity. But we got an email from the Republican Party of Wisconsin. You know, they're just about to have their big convention next weekend.
That's right. That's right.
Up in La Crosse, where I was last year for the Democratic Party convention. Now, the Dems go off in Green Bay this weekend. But anyways, on to the Republicans. My first grievance. I'm leading today.
All right.
The former president got indicted. 38 counts. But we're going to lead here.
That's right. Well, we'll talk about that. First time a former president indicted in this country.
Unprecedented.
This is breaking news everywhere. Federally Everyone's indicted. Talking about it. Yes, huge, huge news. But it's Friday. We are the grievances. And Curdy, I know it, man. You're a salty dude sometimes. So let's get it out.
I am feeling a little salty today. So I'm gonna sprinkle more than my fair share of salt right now. Greetings. According to the Republican Party of Wisconsin, you know, they're talking about, note, reserve a booth at the 2023 RPW convention. The 2023 Republican Party of Wisconsin State Convention is approaching, and we want to invite you to take part as we prepare to make this year's convention a hit. The convention will take place Friday, June 16th to Sunday, June 18th at the La Crosse Center in La Crosse. Been there often, Dom.
Oh, yeah, I saw Rob Zombie there.
Vendors will have the opportunity to prepare booths at the La Crosse Center on Friday, June 16th at 3:30 p.m. Registration opens at 4, and what do you know? The Devil's Advocates come on the air at 4 o'clock.
Perfect timing.
You know, they talked about Saturday and Sunday, but most important was the Friday part because sure. We could have gone and broadcast starting at 4 o'clock. In fact, they encouraged us. Attached, you will find a form to reserve a booth. Payment must be received before the space is reserved, so please confirm upon receiving this letter that you are interested in reserving a booth. Oh, absolutely, I am.
Now, this is like, so the Dems are this weekend in Green Bay, the Republicans next weekend in La Crosse, and Civic Media, you are going to be there this weekend in Green Bay? Is that, you got
well,
like a
hospitality? That had been the plan.
That had been the plan. No, okay. So no hospitality booth?
Well, they're probably still going to have a
okay, all right, all right, all right.
It will serve Spotted Cow, is my understanding.
Excellent. We'd love the Spotted Cow.
Okay. I'll take some of the blame or credit for that. But anyways, back to the Republicans. Man, I'm trying to tell a story.
I'm just trying to get clarity, man.
All applications subject to review and approval by the Republican Party of Wisconsin. There is a very important clause in this.
I wonder what the review and approval process looks like.
Well, it must be completely arbitrary, because some young staffer named Jordan received our email and a personally delivered check by our colleague Jorge. Jorge brought him a check. Hi, Jordan. Thank you for the email and the application. It was nice to meet you. We'll be dropping off the application later today, and I feel quite assured that Jorge delivered the application with the accompanying check from Civic Media to the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
Man, like personally, like went over to the joint and hand-delivered. That is some service, man. Civic Media is the best.
It was like concierge, first class, you know, because we are a first-class operation.
If nothing else.
And then we got this response. Wednesday, June 7th, 2023, 4:37 p.m. Note, conspicuous in the time, we were already on the air. Busy by then. But again, Jorge was the one that delivered it, our occasional party and companion, Jorge. It says, "Hi, Jorge. While we appreciate the interest of Civic Media having a vendor table at our 2023 state convention, we have decided to decline the application for this year."
What?
"I'll be returning your check."
What?
"Thank you for stopping by. I enjoyed meeting you."
Is he going to personally hand deliver the check like we did?
"All the best, Jordan Wildman, Operations Director, Republican Party of Wisconsin."
Jordan.
Jordan. The last time anybody sent back money to me. Right? Like, didn't cash a check of mine. And I didn't write that particular check, but, you know, I feel like since I'm telling this story.
Our check.
The royal check written on behalf of Civic Media, the corporate entity that I have sort of a tangential relationship with. They sent back the check.
They sent the money back. Who was the last person to send you money back?
iHeartMedia. When they canceled our ongoing relationship to produce the greatest radio show ever from their Madison studios, we had just signed a national syndication contract, and they actually gave us notice. Ironically, Dom, 10 days before the election of Donald Trump, we counted them down on the airwaves. And now, these years later, I somehow feel today is a mission accomplished day in a multitude of ways. But anyways, Bob Tatterson joining us today. Get to know him better. He is your assembly candidate in District 24. That is the Grafton, Germantown area. Beautiful part of Wisconsin, I would assume.
No, Curry, I'm a little, you know, this is news to me.
Being rejected by the Republicans, that's been happening our entire career now.
What?
Do you remember when Scott...
What about bipartisanship? What about reaching across the aisle? What about... I mean, we've had Republicans on the show many, many, many times. Less so recently because...
Recently as last Friday in your absence, I had Joe Gianconti, regular Joe, conservative talker from the greater Green Bay market.
I wonder if regular Joe's going to get a booth over at the lacrosse center for the GOP.
Oh, I'll have to text him during the break.
I mean, maybe he could show up and, you know, do a little co-hosting with him.
You know who did warn me? Told me it wasn't gonna work out.
Who's that?
Joel Clayfish. I was, you know, wined and dined, or at least shown around his beautiful office. He's a lobbyist now. He's on the Capitol Square. Beautiful. Overlooks the Capitol from his office. And I went over there and I said, you know, we're gonna be at the Republican convention. He's like, what? I said, well, that's my goal. We've made application. We intend to go to the Republican convention. He said, oh, man, they're not going to let you in.
Come on, man. Wow. Won't cash our check, but we got to continually hear from, you got to hear from everybody, get both sides of the story and bipartisanship. But when we want to go to the party, when we want to go and hang out and come into their house, we're not welcome?
Dominic, if you would like to go party and shake it up, Buzzard Billy's right down the road, man. We'll stay at the Holiday Inn Express. I'm not sure if I want to make all that effort the Republicans at this point.
Seems like a lot of work, man.
You know, if you've rejected me, I don't know if I should set up camp immediately outside your green zone.
It seems like a little crazy if you do that. A little stalker-ish. So we'll just have to take it and leave, I guess? How much was the check for?
More than $500.
Oh, damn. Man, they must be rolling.
It was a multi-day convention. Worth it, I'm sure, every penny. Come back! More Devil's Advocates live in the Shaw! Jack Smith Day, we're celebrating nationwide.
Get him out. Ready?
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
that. I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 44 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 77 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 52. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 83. 85 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 50.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
The big and tall of political talk. Mistakes. The devil's advocates.
I've made a few.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the devil's advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Candidate for Assembly District 24, Bob Tatterson, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Maggie Dawn at 5 o'clock. So we'll squeeze your grievances in today as well.
Dom, I appeared on a fine radio show on the Civic Media Network earlier today, As Goes Wisconsin. Our friends Kristen Bryan, Jane Mantineer, I felt welcomed for the first time. I didn't thrust myself upon them by being a caller. It was the first time I was invited to appear on the show. And I had a good time this morning, and they asked me, you know, kind of did a host thing. And, you know, they started with, like, what was the best story of the week? You know, I assume political. We do politics around here. But they didn't frame it as such.
That's right.
And I said, this one's going to surprise you, team. But I choose the best headline of the week. Wisconsin Rep. Mike Gallagher says he will not run for Senate in 2024. And here's why that's the best headline of the week. Because it means the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin is going to continue to be the U.S. Senator from the great state of Wisconsin, the very progressive Baldwin. Whoever runs against her, not named Mike Gallagher, is going to get beat by double digits.
Tom
Gallagher,
Tiffany?
Oh, he will get particularly thrashed. Toxic Tom, yeah, he'd have a problem. Gallagher was the only one I saw that could offer a competitive campaign. And if he ain't in it, there ain't nobody in it. And here's the one other thought of Crudy. The timing, the morning after his president, Donald Trump, got indicted, 38 counts, according to devil's advocate's math.
And Mickey Dog.
he makes the announcement. Yeah, I've got to spend more time with family and my House subcommittee.
I got
gavel holding.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports what he had Gallagher had to say, quote, I'm staying in the House and leading the Select Committee on China because our work is simply too important to be a part-time job. He goes on to say, quote, we have a fleeting moment, a rare opportunity to forge a bipartisan consensus around the actions necessary to defend America from Chinese Communist Party aggression and win this new Cold War. That mission is too important and too exciting for me to abandon. And the fact that his former president just got indicted on 38 counts yesterday had nothing to do with that whatsoever.
The timing not conspicuous whatsoever, Don. 844-967-2789, our Friday tradition, airing the grievances. It's hard to air the grievances when it's Jack Smith Day up in here.
You know, I've had a little lighter step today, man. A lot of people I see around that, you know that we do the politics and pay attention and not real fans of the former guy. Also very smiley. It's just been a beautiful Wisconsin day today.
You know what? I was so very encouraged by the number of people on the Facebook that called it Jack Smith Day. They knew we would declare this Jack Smith Day. You know, and I must assume there are others that would think similarly, parallel, Dom.
No.
But we're the ones that popularized calling it Jack Smith Day. And it is your day, Jack. Congrats. Quite proud to be an American today, I got to tell you, Dom. 844-967-2789. Mark, always proud to have you as a friend. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, man. What kind of salute was it that Maggie gave you when you saluted you?
You can use your imagination.
Both hands, two fingers.
and what's remarkable, what not so remarkable, is the Republicans defending the indefensible in Donald Trump. You'd think they'd want to distance themselves just a little bit from Donald Trump's potentially
distance himself. They're going to embrace this cravenness. This makes him more electable in the Republican primary. It's a witch hunt.
It's just remarkable that people are willing to overlook. On the face of it, Donald Trump probably was the only reason he took that stuff is to monetize it. If you know Donald Trump, you know that that's all he does with his entire life is monetize relationships and whatever he can lay his grubby little hands on.
He certainly tried to. I mean, I know he claims to be a businessman, but he hasn't had that much success. He inherited a lot of that money, Mark. But, yes, no doubt about it. And that's one of the big questions. So we have the what. We have the facts. We have the indictment. But we don't know why. Of course, we do know why. But the indictment, Jack Smith, they're not getting into why. I don't think people want to know why, although we all know why. But how terrible would it be if a former president was, very lackadaisical with these kinds of nuclear state and security secrets?
You mean more lackadaisical than saying stuff on tape like, I've got the documents, I know.
Look at this.
Here are documents I have that are classified, they're military secrets, and I know I didn't declassify them.
on tape, yes, on a recording in his own voice, acknowledging the crime. So it seems pretty buttoned up, but we'll get more detail.
You think that's going to work against him in a court of law, Don?
Yeah, it's not going to work with him. But to Mark's point, though, how the Republicans are reacting. Well, last night, as I was driving home from Brady Street after hanging out the Roman coin with Maggie and some friends.
The Roman coin!
I happened to listen to a little Sean Hannity, and he had Mark Levin on, and Mark Levin was losing his freaking mind. A couple of quick notes. If you ever heard Mark Levin, you can appreciate it. Merrick Garland is a mob lawyer. I mean, he was freaking out. This is an insurrection. There is no law. This is Mark Levin. I'm like trying to quote right this. This guy's losing his mind. So they're, what are the reactions of grief, right? Is anger the first one? I think that's the first one. But you should have seen it coming, Republicans. Well, I mean, it is Donald Trump.
First comes denial, I think.
Oh, is it denial? Okay. I don't know. I don't grieve, man. I'm happy today.
When are they going to have a reckoning, Dom? That's my question. Well, first they'll try to. I forget.
Bargain. There's bargaining.
There's involved. Bargaining. Yep, there's yep. Bargaining involved. I'll make you a deal. Stick around. We got to find guests coming next, and the woman who did all the homework, Maggie Dawn, joins us in the happier happy hour. But Bob Tatterson. An assembly dem, or at least he hopes to be soon, from District 24. Come back with us. It's Jack Smith Day, y'all.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Transportation officials warning of delays after the collapse of an elevated section of Interstate 95 in Northeast Philadelphia on Sunday. It happened after a truck carrying flammable materials caught fire under the highway.
A tanker fire literally cooked the bridge underneath. This is I-95, a major thoroughfare, pulling down a massive concrete slab and now creating literal travel chaos for those in the Northeast. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, this is a main artery here on the East Coast that many depend on each day.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Preparations underway in Miami for the arraignment of former President Trump in federal court on Tuesday. Trump is expected to be arrested, booked, and then arraigned. The Secret Service, U.S. Marshals, and court security all preparing for possible protests. Ukraine's military on Sunday says it recaptured a southeastern village previously held by Russian forces. As Ukraine's counteroffensive continues, Russian forces, meanwhile, claim they've repelled multiple attacks. This is ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Feeling good up in here. Jack Smith Day. And we are partying in the Shaw, 540 AM, the Shaw 101 FM, right here in Waukesha, Wisconsin, on Wisconsin Avenue. And we got a fine guest. He is running for the Assembly, District 24. That's just north of here. That's like the Grafton, Germantown area. The candidate's name is Bob Tanerson. He's a Democrat. He joins us right now live via phone. Bob, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you now, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Perfect. Delighted to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Bob, I'm looking at one of your campaign postcards. Interesting. Well done, sir. You've got some of your, let's call them some of your core beliefs, what you believe in. Bob, run some of those down for those listening.
Yeah, well, thanks. You know, I'm running because I really want to serve the needs and interests of our residents. And yeah, you called out. I've got some core things I'm focused on. I am all in on fully funding and supporting first responders. As a volunteer firefighter, I know how important that is to do. I want to make sure we have an economy that works for our families and our businesses alike. I want to strengthen some of the anti-corruption laws and really, you know, focus on transparency in government. And finally, you know, it's just vital that, you know, we restore women's reproductive rights here in Wisconsin.
And you've also got on this piece, I'm looking at fair maps. Obviously, you're running under the current maps, but it sure would be nice if we had a little fairer maps, right? Wouldn't it, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, as you may know, this district was redrawn a little more than a year ago, and it was the most incrementally gerrymandered district in that remapping process. So, yeah, I mean, we need to make sure that every voter has an opportunity for their vote to really count. And by, you know, artificially manipulating the maps, it takes away that. And, you know, my opponent, he's against fair maps. He's happy with the maps being drawn in a partisan way. I'd like to see maps being drawn more fairly.
Bob Tatterson, a district, Assembly District 24 candidate. Bob's running as a Democrat. The election is coming up very, very soon. July 18th is election day. So, Bob, tell us about the district, the 24th. Looks like it includes Germantown, Grafton. Where do you live, and what can you tell us about the fighting 24th?
Sure. Yeah, the 24th is unique. It is the Wow County district. So we've got portions of all three of the Wow counties. We've got Waukesha, Ozaukee, Washington. So I personally live in Mequon. So I was drawn into this district a year ago. So we have about half of Mequon in southern Ozaukee County. We've got all of the town and village of Grafton. And then over in Washington County, we've got all of Germantown. And then we've got about a third of Menominee Falls, sort of the north northeastern portion of Menominee Falls. So it's a really kind of a Frankenstein district. They split two cities. They split Mequon and they split Menominee Falls. So again, back to the mapping. I mean, there's really no logic in cutting up some of these municipalities.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine candidate for Assembly District 24 special election coming up on July 18th. Bob Tatterson, he's running as a Democrat. Well, Bob, tell us about your political resume, your professional resume, your personal resume. What would make you a compelling candidate and a fine assembly representative, sir?
Yes, thank you. I mean, politically, this is, you know, I've never held elected office. As you may know, I did run last fall, running again. So first time to serve. Although I really believe in public service, I mentioned before, I used to be a volunteer firefighter. I serve on a lot of nonprofit boards, and I'm really trying to help strengthen our community around education and the arts. You know, my background, I'm an engineer by training, worked for several large corporations leading R&D, including Brady Corporation right here in Milwaukee. I led new product development there, as well as being an executive at GE. So I really know how to, you know, get things done. Common sense problem solving. It's part of my corporate career. You know, I know how to listen to all constituents, you know, organize for action, and then get things done efficiently.
Bob, I appreciate you coming around, and I want to just share this quick story. I came home earlier this week, and my wife, Steph, was filling out addresses on these postcards printed by, I think it was Grassroots North Shore. I'm like, baby, you know, what are you doing? You're volunteering your time. It's very nice of you, but what's going on? She's like, there's an election. And of course, Bob, you know, we do politics, and we know the person who previously held that seat is now a state senator, to my absolute disgust. He's my state senator, Bob. But I had totally spaced that there was a special election to fill that assembly seat. So I think it's very important to get people, to get them out there and to inform people that there is an election. And Bob, you're out there running for this. you sound like you're a great guy, as long as you have a great education background. You sound like you care about the community and about women's rights and fair maps and transparency. And those are the kinds of things that certainly I think this audience can get behind. How's the campaign? How are you getting out there and getting people aware and getting them knowing that there's a special election going on? My concern, Bob, is we came so close. Jody Habish-Sinikin in the Wisconsin state election this last cycle. I mean, it was close. It was close. If a few more people came out, we would have had a different outcome. Bob, how's the outreach going and what's the response been like?
Yeah, great. Yeah, thank your wife for me. You know, it's all about grassroots. It's really the folks out there that have heard my story, that believe in what I'm doing, that are out there sharing the message. And that's really my strategy, is just to share my message with everyone in the district. I think, you know, when you look at where I stand in terms of the values that I really hold dear, those are the values I think the majority of the folks in the district hold close to their heart. And we just need to keep sharing that information about the election, about where I stand and how, you know, I align so strongly with I'm sure the majority of the folks in the district.
Bob Tatterson, candidate for Assembly District 24. I'm sorry, Bob, I interrupted. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was just going to make, you know, just a quick, you know, contrast. You know, my opponent, you know, he's been pretty extreme. He's come out on paper, you know, being a proponent of the extreme abortion bans, even suggesting criminal penalties for doctors who perform certain types of procedures. Mm-hmm. He stood up and supported, you know, making Ozaukee County a Second Amendment sanctuary. You know, we already have the Second Amendment. We don't need to clarify that the Second Amendment is in operation in Ozaukee County. And finally, he's on record of supporting cutting Medicaid, if you can believe that. I mean, a basic program that supports the people really in need. So pretty strong contrast between myself and my opponent.
Okay, Bob, you know how people are. If they don't get to know you a little bit, it's hard for them to support you, to vote for you, maybe write a few postcards like Dom's wife did. So, Bob, let's get to know you just a little bit here.
Uh-oh.
Bob, you got kids? You got family? What's that look like for you, sir?
Oh, man. I've got kids that keep me. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in my life. Very busy guy. So, obviously, doing politics. I've got my work. I'll talk about my work for a moment, my family. But first, my family. I got a wonderful wife. I've been married to her since I met her when I was 18, actually. So we've been together forever. You can do the math. I'm 58. But two boys. I've got one through college and off to work, and I've got one still in the house that just finished up his sophomore year at Homestead. So we're public school folks. And yeah, hobbies. You know, I love watching sports. I love playing sports. I love doing stuff with my kids. So yeah, keep busy there. And then, you know, professionally, my current work, you know, I left corporate America a few years ago, and I really wanted to work to create jobs right here in Wisconsin. So I basically work with small companies. I advise small companies, technology companies, and I invest in small companies. And I like to joke around that I think in the last 6 years, I've probably helped create more jobs than Foxconn.
That's a hard one. Okay, so on the sports level, let me ask you this little political angle on it. The Brewers stadium needs some work. There's some debate about how that's going to happen. Do you have an opinion on how that should be funded, if at all, sir?
You know, I love the Brewers. My wife is an incredible baseball fan. I think the stadium's great. I have no opinion. I've not been following that too closely, and you know, that's out of my district. That's out of my field. My ballpark.
Okay, let me ask you a different but related question. Let's say you were to go to the Brewers game tonight, perhaps on the Civic Media WISS Oshkosh Air Support tickets. You would be at the PNC Club, and they have a nice full service bar there. If you were having a cold adult beverage, designated driver getting you home. What are you drinking tonight, Bob?
Well, I mean, come on, we're in Wisconsin. I am a beer drinker. I will admit to that. So what I like is a beer with a lot of flavor, because then I can just nurse one all night. So a really, really, really hoppy IPA, like I think they have the Terrapin there. So yeah, a really intensely hoppy beer. That's why I go for.
Not a Bud Light guy, Bob?
No. Actually, I grew up near an Anheuser-Busch plant, but no, I'm a IPA guy.
Bob Tattison, running for Wisconsin's Assembly District Number 24. All right, Bob, let's broach in the next last 5 minutes that we have together here. The news of the day. It's Jack Smith Day. He's laid out apparently 37, maybe up to 38 counts against the former president. I want to get your take. What do you think that looks like for Republicans? Or I mean, obviously this is historical, Bob, for politics in general.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's historic, but honestly, you know, I don't really have a comment on that matter. I mean, it's a federal issue. I have, you know, not a state issue. I have full faith in our Justice Department. I mean, you know, the FBI, the Justice Department, these guys are straight shooters, and, you know, we're going to let the legal process play out. And, you know, I just support that everything be done properly so everybody gets a fair chance to defend themselves.
And I can appreciate that, Bob. But bringing it back to like local level, you know, but Knodel, the former seat that you are now running for was occupied
yes,
by Knodel.
I know Dan Knodel well. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So then you know he was also a signator on the letter to Vice President Pence to try to get the electorate thrown back to the state assemblies so they can kind of hash it out here. To me, Bob, that's part of a bigger. I don't call it conspiracy, but it's certainly a plan by not only legislatures in the state of Wisconsin, but other states as well, under the guidance and and encouragement, perhaps, of Donald Trump's attorneys and his crew. What's your thought on that particular letter to the president to throw it back to the states? Is that something you think is appropriate for the now sitting state senator?
Yes, I was extremely clear last fall when I ran on that point. It was just unconscionable that letter was sent, that letter was written. And yeah, it basically asked Vice President Pence not to do his constitutional duty. And it was written and signed by, I think there were a total 16 or 18 sitting reps and senators for Wisconsin. So that there really is no excuse for that. You know, Knodel is an extremist. He's supported many extreme positions. I mean, frankly, there was a very careful analysis done of every vote he's ever taken. He was actually declared the most anti-human rights state legislator based on his voting record in the country. You can look that up on Google that.
Wow.
And he's my senator now. And, you know, hopefully for 3 years from now, we'll be able to have an opportunity to replace him.
Bob Tattersall, running for Assembly District 24. That's July 18th when they have the special election. Bob, quickly answer, dog or cat family?
I grew up in a family that had cats and dogs and chickens and sheep and horses, but right now we just have a cat.
Just a cat.
It's
well, that's okay. And Bob, if people want to support your campaign, give them the website. Tell them how to do so.
Yeah, we had a nice website. It's easy to remember. It's my name, BobTattersall.com. So BobTattersall.com.
It's in your name, sir. Do you have any tattoos, Bob?
None that are visible. No, I am tattoo free. It seems to be there was a point in time where I think everyone had tattoos, but somehow I didn't get one.
That you're talking about on the radio today. Good luck, Bob. Have a wonderful weekend. Candidate Bob Tattersall, Assembly District 24. He's the Dem. Go vote July 18th.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, guys.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 44 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 77 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 52. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday, with daytime highs approaching 83. 85 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 49.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank you for sticking around. Maggie Dawn coming up at the 5 o'clock happy hour. You can join us on the lines 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, a new one, new friend to this show, Bob Tannerson, a candidate, Assembly District 24, special election coming up July 18th. That is to fill the Knodel vacancy. Grafton, Germantown, parts of Mequon. Are you listening?
That's you folks. Get out there. Vote for Bob. Sure. Came on. I didn't pre-interview him. We emailed back and forth a little bit.
Does
Bob,
anybody do pre-interviews?
not a whole lot these days. But new friend. Sounds like a very sharp guy. Folks, please. Make a point. If you're in the area, if you're in Wisconsin's Assembly District 24, and you're going to go vote, that's great. Go vote. But bring someone with you. Literally do that. If we'd have done that for Jody when she ran for that state senate seat, she'd be the senator right now.
So Jody Habish, Senate Kid, instead of Knodel. I would see the preference there.
Yes, indeed. So do what you can. We do appreciate it. Do your civic duty, then do a little bit more.
Vote early and often. 844-967-2789. We'll get to your Friday grievances. Just be patient. But, Dom, I want to point out, Jack Smith Day, celebrated nationwide. Well, some of us are.
Yeah?
Some of us are taking a different reaction to the Devil's Advocates count of 38-point indictment. Other media outlets calling it a 37-point indictment, but we correct the record. A 38-point indictment and a couple of Trumpists, they're kind of losing their you-know-what, Dom. Far-right Arizona rep demands an ah for an ah! After the Trump indictment.
I totally agree. If any president or anybody gets, you know, caught with top secret, super secret, nuclear, wartime, whatever kind of plans that they shouldn't have, they should absolutely be prosecuted to the full extent of the law for putting our national security in jeopardy. And, of course, if they're trying to obstruct to get away with it, they should be charged with that as well. I concur.
And hang Mike Pence for good measure. Here's the reporting at the Raw story. A far-right Arizona congressman on Friday appeared to call for unrest in an incendiary social media post. Rep. Andy Biggs, rep from Arizona, said, "We've reached a war phase." As prosecutors unsealed, it says a 37-count indictment, but Dom, we at the Devil's Advocates have corrected the record, the math. It's a 38-count indictment against former President Donald Trump in connection with the handling of the classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Special counsel Jack Smith. Oh, and we've got some sound. I've never heard the man speak. We're going to play it for you in Happier Happy Hour. We're going to bring Maggie Dawn, our legal eagle, on. But Jack Smith unsealed the charges Friday. Made my whole weekend. We've now reached a war phase, Biggs tweeted. Ah for an ah. Biggs, in a social media post earlier on Friday, echoed the former president's allegation that Trump is the victim of a political persecution. The Biden administration is weaponizing our federal police apparatus to target their political opponent.
Come on.
Even worse, their move comes as soon as we unveiled that both Joe and Hunter received $5 million from a foreign entity. This is exactly what an authoritarian regime looks like. Now, I turned on right-wing talk radio, the nationally syndicated, the Buck and the Clay. This is the tack they're also taking, that the Biden administration has weaponized the DOJ.
Well, I mean, yeah, I get it. That's what they're going to say. But, you know, here's the actuality of it, right? A grand jury was convened, a grand jury of regular U.S. citizens. They were presented with evidence. And granted, you know, there's no cross-examination when that evidence is presented. They say you can indict a ham sandwich. This is not the Biden administration, per se. This was a bunch of regulars off the street that Jack said, hey, look what this guy's doing. They're like, damn, indictment. And they came down with it. And he's going to be put on trial in front of a jury of his peers. And those regular U.S. citizens doing their duty will make that determination in Florida, of all places.
In Cannon's courtroom.
Eileen Cannon
caught that case.
She caught it. I don't think she's going to keep it.
Perhaps in just the preliminary phases. She was the one that set up the special master and got bitch slapped by her own appellate branch. I mean, they went beyond, like, we disagree. They're yeah. like, you're flouting the law.
Right, and she was doing it for Trump because she was a Trump appointee. So
still is.
These regular folks that were
she would
in
also
the grand jury.
The sentencing.
These regular folks in the grand jury, not Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden, they came down with this. And the jury is not going to be Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. They'll listen to the evidence and they'll make their determination based on the facts. So, I mean, I appreciate the fist pumping, but that's not how it works. None of those people in that grand jury are Joe Biden. Morons.
844-967-2789. Want to hear your Friday grievances? Wisco Paul, welcome to it.
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon. Dom, your wish finally came true. We did get indicted. I don't know if he's going to go to prison or not, but it's a happy Friday because this means that nobody is above the law, I don't think. Is that what this means, Dom?
That's
above the law.
That's what it means. That's what we strive for, Paul. And I'm not down for persecution, man. I don't like Trump, but I don't want anybody getting, you know, persecuted by an unjust Justice Department.
Defund the police.
But that ain't that's
starting
not,
with the FBI.
That's not what this is, Paul. I mean, he had Trump had every opportunity to comply, to return, to do things, and he willfully did not. And then he took steps to hide it. So yeah, man. I mean, it's what did Mitt Romney, former Republican nominee for president, say? This is of his own making, Wisco.
Well, thank you, Dom, for that answer, and it should be a happy day for you and Crudy both. Hey, I just got one quick one. If you were threatened to be hung by your own political party, and I'm referring to Pence, would you actually run? I mean, I might run, but I don't think I'd run for president. So, anyway, you guys, great show.
If Mother said I must,
then I must. Thanks, Paul.
Maybe Mother's very ambitious. You never can tell.
I think we got 1 minute left in the segment. Catherine from Madison, we'll squeeze you in. Thank you, Catherine. What do you got?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I've got a quick one, and it's something that's bothered me for a long time. And that's, I'm wondering why they don't have a list, or if a list is kept like a library does when you check out a book. Does somebody somewhere in government know what's been checked out and what exactly is missing?
Yes.
Like, do they know how many things?
Yes.
You know.
And in fact, Trump was caught on tape talking about a document that has not yet been returned, Catherine.
Yeah. And why did he get this far without anybody? You know, I mean, I think that should have come from the people that keep the records, to tell you the truth.
Well, Catherine, it's coming from Special Counselor Jack Smith.
Well, it started with the records, and then evolved into this because of the way Trump handled himself.
They're my records. I took them fair and square.
They're my boxes, and I want them in my boxes.
The very talented Maggie Dawn Legal Eagle, our friend. She joins us for the happier happy hour. Jack Smith Day up in here. We're celebrating.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
DC News. I'm